sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name he giveth power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. With the voice of singing, declare ye and tell this. Utter it even to the end of the earth. The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy on us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, thy humble servants, that by thy holy inspiration we may think those things that be right, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Today's lesson is written in Jeremiah chapter 29. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Here endeth the lesson. The epistle is written in James chapter 1. St. James writes, But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Here endeth the epistle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ, who hath redeemed us with his blood, is risen and hath appeared unto us. Hallelujah. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Jesus said, And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our hymn of the day is hymn number 458, which is Luther's hymn that is based on the Lord's Prayer.
Teach
just no thoughtless words to say, but from our inmost heart to pray. Thy name be hallowed, help us, Lord, in purity to keep thy word, that to the glory of thy name we walk before thee free from blame. Let no false doctrine us pervert, all poor deluded souls convert. Thy kingdom come, thine let it be, in time and in eternity. Let thy good spirit e'er be nigh, our hearts with graces to supply. Break Satan's power, defeat his rage, preserve thy church from age to age. Thy gracious will be on earth be done, as 'tis in heaven before thy throne. Obedience in our weal and woe, and patience in all grief bestow. Curb flesh and blood and every ill that sets itself against thy will. Give us this day our daily bread, and let us all be clothed and fed. From war and strife be our defense, from famine and from pestilence, that we may live in godly peace, free from all care and avarice. Forgive our sins, Lord, we implore. Remove from us their burden sore, as we their trespasses forgive, who by offenses us do grieve. Thus let us dwell in charity, and serve our brother willingly. Into temptation lead us not, when evil foes against us plot and vex our souls on every hand. Oh, give us strength that we may stand firm in the faith, a well-armed host, through comfort of the Holy Ghost. From evil, Lord, deliver us. The times and days are perilous. Redeem us from eternal death, and when we yield our dying breath, console us, grant us calm release, and take our souls to thee in peace. Amen, that is, so shall it be. Confirm our faith and hope in thee, that Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the week of Jubilate, that's several weeks ago, John 16 first appeared on our pericopal radar, and we considered that your sorrow shall be turned into joy. All right? And that was the theme of Jubilate. Last week was Cantate, and in Cantate, once again, John 16, and we learned that it was advantageous for us that Jesus go away to his Father, because when he goes away, he will send the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, and it is the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost, who brings us to faith, who reveals all things to us, who comforts our hearts and sustains us in the faith. And now today, Rogate. Once again, we encounter John chapter 16. And today, we consider for a few moments, with the help of the Holy Spirit, the access to God the Father that we have in the name of Jesus, and the solemn promise of Jesus that in his name the Father will hear and answer every proper Christian prayer prayed in the name of Jesus. Now, our gospel lesson, once again, it ends with this phrase in verse 28. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. All right? So Jesus emphasizes that the Father sent him into the world. Not for nothing was he sent into the world, but he was sent into the world in order to complete and to fulfill the plan of God for the salvation of the world. This plan that was decreed from all eternity before God created the heavens and the earth in communion with the Holy Ghost and the Son of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost decreed the salvation of sinners through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. That means that your salvation, your faith, and your hope are not grounded in happenstance things. You're not trusting in the truth of something that might be, but you are believers in and benefiters from, awkward phrase, benefiters from this plan of salvation that was decreed from all eternity in the councils of the Holy Trinity and has been brought to manifestation and fulfillment by the Father sending his Son into the world. So that when Jesus says, again, I leave the world and go to the Father, what he is thereby saying to us is that God's plan to redeem sinners from eternal damnation, from their sins, and from all that holds us in the oppression of the devil, that this redemption and this plan has been fully accomplished, which is again what Jesus meant when he cried out from the cross, it is finished. So it's important for us when we think about what Jesus has to tell us now about our access to God the Father, that we remember very clearly and very truly that all of this is possible in one and only one way, and that is through the redeeming work of Christ, who was sent into the world to be our Redeemer. He has accomplished the work of redemption in every aspect, so that now when we hear the promises of the gospel, we are hearing something that your souls can rest themselves in and your hearts can be assured of, because it wasn't just a series of accidents and happenstances that, kind of worked out for our benefit, but the eternal plan of God was manifested and brought to fulfillment in time by God Himself becoming incarnate, the Son of God. And now, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we know that the plan has worked, that God's sacrifice for our sins has been accepted, that eternal life has been won, and now as we Christian believers, baptized in the name of the Blessed Trinity, live our lives every day in this world, we live our lives in the presence of a gracious God whose ears are always open to our prayers. And so let's consider what it means to have access to the Father. Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Now notice what Jesus says, and there's really no way that we can squeak out from under this, right? He is making the solemn promise, that's verily, verily, the solemn promise that when we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, the Father will give us what we ask. Catch it once again. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. All right. Now he goes on and he says, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." All right, so what he's doing is he's kind of doubling down on what he said in verse 23. Now, he says, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name." All right, Jesus is talking about the fact that the disciples, living every day for 3.5 years with Jesus and learning from him, they still were nevertheless not yet in that new covenant relationship which would be established and brought to fruition with the death and resurrection of Jesus. Right? At the Last Supper, Jesus speaks of the cup, and he says, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins." All right, so in connection with the blood and the death of Jesus, the New Testament or New Covenant is put into effect, and we become the heirs who receive what Jesus bequeathed to us in his testament, which is the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. So Jesus is speaking to them on the night that he was betrayed. very soon this new covenant will be put into effect by the death of Jesus, and then the resurrection of Jesus will vindicate that and will publicly proclaim that it is so. And so now our faith may be sure that when we pray in the name of Jesus, God hears us and he answers our prayers, because he has attached his promises to it. And not only did he die to pay for our sins, but he rose again to vindicate his claims, his promises, his redemption, and the establishment of the new covenant or the new testament. So hitherto, up till this point, he says to the disciples, you have asked nothing in my name. He says, ask. And that word ask is in the imperative. It's a command. Ask, and ye shall receive. So in one little phrase here, we have the law and the gospel. The law commands us, ask. And the gospel promises, ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. One of the joys of the Christian life is to receive God's answers to our prayers. As we are encouraged in our troubles and in our trials to pray to the Lord and ask for his help and for his grace, what a wonderful encouragement and joy to the heart it is that God sends his answer in his way and in his time. So in verse 23, the solemn promise, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. And then again, the repeat, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. You already have joy in the forgiveness of your sins. You have joy in the gift of everlasting life and salvation. You also have joy when God shows you that he has heard your prayers by sending you his answer in his way and in his time. Now we need to spend a moment here talking about what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. Some people think of that superstitiously. That is, they think that whatever they say, if they just attach the formula, in Jesus' name, amen, that somehow or other, whatever they say, putting that little formula, in the name of Jesus, amen, makes it solid. All right? And that's kind of like a superstitious understanding of praying in the name of Jesus. Jesus wasn't giving us a magic formula that we could stick at the end of our prayers to make sure that, I wasn't quite sure whether God was hearing my prayer, but I used the magic formula in Jesus' name. Now he has to listen to my prayers because Jesus said so. That's not the intent of praying in the name of Jesus. To pray in the name of Jesus means that you address God with the understanding that you are acceptable to God because Jesus, his Son, has paid for all your sins, and that you are baptized into the church of Jesus Christ, and that you are a recipient of God's grace through Christ's coming into the world, obeying the law for your sake, and suffering the penalty that your sins deserve, so that you are now forgiven and set free from sin, from death and from the power of the devil. And that Christian faith, that understanding of who you are before God and what a privileged relationship you are given with God the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, that's what it means to pray in the name of Jesus, to come to God in the name of Him who has made you acceptable to God through the atoning sacrifice that takes away the sin of the world. The second thing that praying in the name of Jesus means, that you come to God believing in, trusting in, and being in submission to the will of God as it is revealed in Holy Scripture. So that you come with the desire not to have your own will done, but to have God's good and gracious will done in your life and in the life of those for whom you pray. So praying in the name of Jesus means to pray with faith in your Redeemer that God hears you for Christ's sake. And secondly, that you pray that God's good and gracious will would be done in your life and not that your will would be done, whether it's God's will or not. Now, one more thing that I want to say, and that is, don't make prayer more difficult than it already is. You know, many people have told me over the years that having a consistent prayer life is one of the toughest things that they try to develop, and very often they feel very inadequate in their prayers. And very often that comes because we think that we have to be long-winded and eloquent, that we have to use the right words, that our prayers have to be filled with scriptural quotations and elegant grammar, and that we have to say things in just the right way, and we have to keep saying them. Listen, God is listening for your prayers, and the moment you open your mouth or lift up your heart to God in prayer, He has already heard your prayer, and He is already at work on answering your prayer. Therefore, you do not have to worry about whether or not you said it just right or whether or not you prayed effectively. You have prayed effectively when you believe that for Christ's sake, God hears your prayers, and you thereby simply, briefly, and to the point, because God knows everything that's on your mind, so when you pray, pray simply, straightforwardly, and briefly, and let your request be made known to God, and He hears it, and He promises to answer your prayer. So don't make praying harder than it already is by thinking that you have to be eloquent or that you have to bring in scripture quotations. Now, you can do that if you want to. If you've been studying the book of Psalms and you've found some formulas in the book of Psalms and some phrases that you like, wonderful, right? And God is happy to hear that. God does not have a short attention span, right? But God also knows exactly what you need. And before you ask Him, He knows what you need, and He already is planning to help you, but He has commanded you to pray, and He has promised to hear and answer your prayers, and therefore you can pray very briefly, as long as you are praying with your full attention. Ask what it is that you need, and then let it be, and say, Amen. Yes, it shall be so. All right, now, the last thing I want to say this morning is Jesus says that, he says, these things I have spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time cometh that I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. All right, and he says, in that day you shall ask in my name, and I'm not saying to you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father loveth you, because you have loved me and believed that I came out from God. So he says, it is of necessity that in our life together, I have said many things to you that are in proverbial and somewhat obscure language. But the time is coming, and he's talking about after his resurrection, and he's talking about when the Holy Spirit comes down into their hearts on the day of Pentecost. He says, as a result of his resurrection and the giving of the Holy Spirit, he will speak to them plainly and no longer in Proverbs. And he says, in those days, you shall ask in my name. And he says, listen, I'm not saying that the Father is some kind of unwilling, grumpy Father, and that I have to cajole him to be good to you. And so I'm not saying that I will cajole the Father, that I will ask on your behalf. Now, Jesus, of course, is not saying that he doesn't do that. He does do that. He constantly intercedes for us at the right hand of God. But he's making a point here. He's saying the Father himself loveth you. And the reason why the Father loves you is because you have loved me and you have believed that I came forth from God. So, Jesus is saying here, I am graciously disposed toward you, and the Father is also graciously disposed towards you through your faith in me and your love towards me. And therefore the picture that you ought to have of God the Father is of a gracious God whose countenance smiles upon you and who is desirous to bless you in every way and finally take you into glory. All right. So the basic thing here today, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. The redemption of Jesus Christ has made all things new. You have been placed in an entirely new situation by your baptism. You are in the kingdom of grace. You are a member of the kingdom of glory. You have eternal life even now while you live in this world. So rejoice, let your joy be filled, and do not be reticent or reluctant to bring all of your concerns before your heavenly Father. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Let us pray. O Lord God, whose divine thoughts and sublime ways are as far removed from ours as the heavens from the earth, who livest to bless and to receive with pardon thy penitent children. We praise and glorify thee for thy great goodness. We give thee our heartfelt thanks for the precious gift of thy Son, Jesus, whom thou didst send that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and who, to accomplish his mission, innocently suffered in meekness and humility the afflictions of this life, took our sins and infirmities in his own body, and bore them unto death upon the cross. For this great salvation, for our deliverance from the dominion of death by his resurrection, and for the sweet hope of heaven, we glorify thee, O Lord God, and sing forth the honor of thy name. And now, trusting in the promise of thy Son, that whatsoever we ask of thee in his name, thou wilt grant, we beseech thee to move our hearts to such love and affection for our Savior that in all things we will gladly hear his word and willingly obey his doctrine. Send forth thy word, O God, into all the world, that in the power of its sacred truth it may accomplish that whereto thou hast sent it, bringing salvation where it is obeyed, condemnation where it is rejected, and judgment on the deeds of all men in this present time for eternity. Bless thy church and let it be, both here in this congregation and everywhere, a loving union of the faithful, a holy communion in sacred things, a people of faith and prayer, exercising true religion in the performance of every merciful work. As thou dost govern the nations on this earth, look in mercy upon them and turn them into the ways of justice, righteousness, and peace. Especially do we entreat thy gracious favor upon our country. Bestow upon our president, our counselors, our legislators, and all our magistrates such endowments of mind and heart that they may perform their duties with diligence, equity, honor, and intelligence. Defend us from all enemies within and without. Remove all grievances from our midst. Inspire obedience to law. Overthrow all workers of unrighteousness and grant us a love of holiness and purity. For all who toil in industry, we pray that they may prosper and receive the fruit of their labor. To all who serve thee in the professions, grant the satisfaction of a noble work. Bless the farmers and all who produce the fruits of the soil, that they may have favorable weather and a bountiful harvest, and ever acknowledge thee who art the giver of our daily bread. Bless all of our loved ones. Especially do we remember before thee the sick and those who mourn. Let them seek thee and receive thy gracious help, and be mercifully delivered from their distress. Now, O Lord, keep us steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in thy work, for as much as we know that in thee our labor is not in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. 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 Praise God from whom all blessings flow.